This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The great one, Mark Levin, will be on next. My personal favorite radio personality on the national syndicated front at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Mark does a fantastic job. Our station wanted to go live and local till 7 p.m., but Mark will be on right after me tonight. It's great to be back with you. I want to welcome two great people to the show right now for a really important event that's coming up really soon. So let me welcome to the show Jerry Connor. Jerry is the Philadelphia committee member for MCLEF, the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, and you dropped our Medal of Honor recipient. No, actually, we have Colonel Barney Barnum. Okay. We have both? We got both. I think we have both. Colonel Barney Barnum is the United States Marine Corps Medal of Honor recipient for his work in Vietnam. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Absolutely. So first, let me go to you, Colonel. So tell me about you are a Marine, and God bless you for that. God bless you for your service. You're a Medal of Honor recipient. Tell us about your Medal of Honor.
Well, that happened 57 years ago, and then I put 30 years in the Marine Corps and been retired as long. So I was in Vietnam in 1965, and that's when the action occurred that I ended up receiving the Medal of Honor.
Well, thank you, sir, for your service, and thank you for being involved in such an incredible organization. What is it that made you, as a Medal of Honor recipient, want to be involved in the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation?
Well, you know, first of all, I said a long time ago, the future of our country lies in the hands of our youth, the future leaders. And anything you can do to help scholarships, to help youngsters reach this important goal. And, you know, listening to that last segment that you had on is a real eye-opener, and it's all about the kids that are going to be the future leaders of our country. So you were spot on in that segment.
Well, thank you.
I've been involved with the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation since its inception 27 years ago. And the goal is to assist the children of Marines and law enforcement who pay the ultimate sacrifice with their lives, performing their mission, doing what we're expected to do. And it's just, you know, Marines take care of Marines. And so a bunch of Marines 27 years ago decided we should form this association. And there were a lot of FBI agents in New York that where it all began and that earned the title Marine, as I did. And so we came together and started doing the right thing at the right time for the right reason. And that is to assist those who need our assistance, the children of law enforcement folks and Marines that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. So, my gosh, 27 years, it's going by quick. But, you know, the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation has raised over $87 million over the 27 years and assisted over 4,600 children with scholarships. And just for an example, like in Philly last year, the Marine Corps Law Enforcement group there assisted five children of patrolmen lost his life in the line of duty, a highway patrol. And that's $75,000. So, as I said, you're doing the right thing. And all around the country, there are groups of Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation volunteers. It's all volunteer. You know, a lot of organizations have a big staff and all. We have one paid person in New York 4 days a week. And the rest of the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation is run by volunteers. This great dinner coming up in Philadelphia on the 22nd of October down at the River Casino is planned, coordinated, and can be orchestrated and executed by all volunteers who come together, as I said, to do the right thing, and that is to assist those in need. And so to show our patriotism, love of country, it just is a, you know, it's just, I can't think of a better organization. I've been with them, as I said, for 27 years. And I meet so many guys that I just think the world of who give back. So.
Well, Colonel, I think that's phenomenal. It's phenomenal, and I'm so grateful that you and your fellow Marines started the foundation. Colonel Barney Barnum, United States Marine Corps Medal of Honor recipient for Vietnam. Jerry Connor is the Philadelphia committee member for MCLEF, as it's called. Jerry, anything you want to add to what the colonel said? I mean, I had chills listening to him.
Yeah, he kind of summed it up, but you know, I'll give you you know, my view from a civilian standpoint. You know, I grew up in a law enforcement family here in Philadelphia, and a couple of years ago, I was invited to the gala, which is MCLEF Philadelphia's largest fundraiser, and we can't do this without the fundraising, and fundraising is one of the hardest things to do. You know, you're constantly going and asking people for money, but that's what we need to do to be able to supply these scholarships. But I went to the gala a few years back as a guest. And Rich, I don't know if you, I'm sure you've been to some, you know, military functions and the pomp and circumstance and the military dress and the tuxedos and the gowns. You know, I kind of got caught up in that. And I said, well, this is a really neat event. You know, this is great. I want to come again next year. And then, Rich, they played a video on what MCLEF is all about. And it was a video of mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, receiving the money for a scholarship foundation after a loved one was lost. And I went from thinking that this evening is neat and this is great to saying to myself, I have to become a part of this. I have to do more. These people receive a knock on the door that they never want to receive, and they're informed of the loss of a loved one. And their lives are turned upside down. And there's a million and one things that are going to go through their minds. And what MCLEF says is, don't worry about the education of your children. Don't worry about that foundation. We will make sure it's rock solid for your children. And we will give you this scholarship for however many children you have to make sure you don't have to worry about education. Now, it's not a giant relief because of what's gone through these people's minds and how their lives are turned upside down, but it's a little help, and it's really gratifying to be a part of MCLEF and to have heroes like the Colonel who just give of their time and support this event, support MCLEF. It's a proud to be, you know, with this group of heroes, and it's really a wonderful event. And I appreciate everything you're doing to help MCLEF this year. And I don't know if you have a minute to talk about what you're offering up, but I do want to say.
Well, you reached out to me, Jerry, and you asked if I could donate something, so to speak, to the gala coming up on October 22nd. And listen, as a son of a cop, as a son of a law enforcement officer, my dad was a lieutenant, Lieutenant Tony Zioli, and I know he's listening right now. I was more than happy to step up and help, of course, because I think about what our cops go through, what our military goes through, and their families, and you never know if you're going to say goodbye. It's going to be the last time you see your family that day, and the support that they need. So you asked me if I would donate something. What did you ask me, Jerry?
I asked if you would donate where we would have a highest bidder on a live auction, be able to come and guest host your show with you and don the headsets and the microphone and get to keep Rich Zioli in line for one of your episodes.
And I said, absolutely. So we're going to auction that off at the gala on the 22nd, and may the best person win.
Absolutely. And again, we're so appreciative of your help and your support with McClef, and we couldn't do it without supporters like you.
And if people would like to come to the gala, Jerry, where can they get tickets?
Well, Rich, I'm happy to announce that our gala has sold out.
There you go.
Boom. We have sold out the room for that evening. But if your listeners would like to participate in a small way, they can always go to McClefPhila.org, McLefPhila.org. They can just make a donation there. Or if they want to call in and they want to offer up a bid on getting the co-host with you, you can run that up until Friday the 21st. Let us know who the highest bidder is, and we'll get them live at the gala on the phone and let them do battle with the people in the room that night.
I love it. Well, thank you both so much for your service and for this great event that you're doing. We appreciate it. Colonel Barney Barnum, United States Marine Corps Medal of Honor recipient, and Jerry Connor, thank you both, guys. Appreciate it. Best of luck.
Rich, take care. Thank you.
You got it. Absolutely. And when we get back, I want to tell you about this ridiculous comment that was said by the New Zealand Prime Minister. Now, remember, New Zealand was a capital for tyranny during COVID. COVID lockdowns in New Zealand and Australia were some of the most tyrannical around the world, second only to California and New Jersey. Well, I'm going to tell you what she said at the United Nations General Assembly and why you should be terrified by this. So don't go away. Oh, and let me tell you about NJ Diet as well. I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm still getting my sea legs back here, so to speak. NJ Diet's going to help you lose the weight and lose the weight for good. NJDiet.com. The fall holidays are on the way, and you're probably going to be seeing a lot more of your family and friends. So you may not have seen them in a couple years, I mean, with COVID and everything else. So wouldn't it be great to fit into that old Halloween costume again? Well, how about showing up to a holiday dinner 20 to 40 pounds lighter? It can happen when you partner with NJ Diet. NJ Diet can help you look like the best you ever, and you'll feel even better knowing you're not just lighter, but you're also healthier. So call NJ Diet and lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in as little as 40 days. Your holiday dinner this year, you're going to need to pull in that chair just a little bit closer. NJ Diet's program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work to help you lose the fat. Then, NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to help you keep the weight off. Locations all over the East Coast or worldwide with live online video consultations as well. Start by calling today at 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your initial consultation at njdiet.com, njdiet.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.